Leftists direct protesters to intimidate conservative Supreme Court justices at their homes. By Wendell Hasebo on May 5, 2022. Leftist activists are directing protesters to confront conservative Supreme Court justices at their homes in Maryland and Virginia. Justices John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Amy Coney Barrett, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch are all targets by an organization called Ruth Sent Us. The organization has published the justices' supposed home addresses online for the radical protesters to locate. Ruth seems to be a reference to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was an ardent defender of the right to abortion. But this group's use of her name is ironic, because Ginsburg was very collegial with her conservatives' colleagues, including her best friend, Justice Antonin Scalia, and because Ginsburg criticized Roe as a bad decision, despite agreeing with its conclusion. Our 6-3 extremist Supreme Court routinely issues rulings that hurt women, racial minorities, LGBTQ+, and immigrant rights, the group's website states. We must rise up to force accountability using a diversity of tactics. The website also asked protesters to rise up May 8 to 15 and beyond. At the homes of the 6 extremist justices, 3 in Virginia and 3 in Maryland. The site says the main protest is scheduled for May 11. It is not the first time radical left organizations have mobilized to intimidate political opponents at their homes. In September, protesters under the banner of Shutdown picketed outside Kavanaugh's home to express angst against pro-life laws. In January, the same organization was also responsible for the protests outside Senator Josh Hawley's, RMO, home in Virginia. Tonight while I was in Missouri, Antifa scumbags came to our place in D.C. and threatened my wife and newborn daughter, who can't travel, Hawley said at the time. They screamed threats, vandalized, and tried to pound open our door. Let me be clear, my family and I will not be intimidated by left-wing violence. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board on Tuesday admitted the left's radical protesters may turn violent against the justices in the coming days. We hate to say this, but some abortion fanatic could decide to commit an act of violence to stop a 5-4 ruling. It's an awful thought, but we live in fanatical times, the board penned. The potential violence follows a Monday Supreme Court leak that revealed Roe v. Wade may be overturned. Our guess is that the leak is likely to backfire at the court, the journal continued. A justice who switched his or her vote now would be open to ridicule for wilting under pressure, the journal added. It would also invite more leaks in the future by showing they get results. A pattern of preemptive leaks of draft opinions would destroy the court. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.